I don't really gravitate towards one or the other. I more gravitate towards what is required of the song. And if it sounds like the song requires that sort of up-tempo-ness or a different beat, then I try to, like, you know, go in the direction that the song is asking us to go in.
Great Lakes Swimmers frontman Tony Decker realizes their version of up-tempo is maybe mid-tempo in the ears of most. But whatever the pace of a song, depth is key. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. There's a quiet majesty to the homespun songs of Great Lakes Swimmers, and lying at the heart of the songs are the voice and words of Toronto's Tony Decker. Back in 2001, a planned literary career ended up leading him to music, and he formed Great Lakes Swimmers to fill out his bare-bones acoustic songs. Now the band's at album number 4, called Lost Channels, and while it steps up the arrangements, they're far from overflowing as Great Lakes Swimmers continue to mind the careful balance of sparse and sonorous. Song speed is another issue to consider, and Tony spoke with FUV's Alisa Ali about making that call and picking just the right songs for the new album.
Well, it was an ongoing sort of thing from the last record. I'd been writing for a couple of years, and coming up to the album, went through a pretty intense writing cycle for the album, but it's sort of a cumulative thing, you know, writing for me. So it was sort of like there was a lot of songs, and I just wanted to pick the ones that went together the best and sounded the best, sort of like in a group for an album.
So then when you went to go record, you already had the songs and you're just working out the music then?
Yeah, the songs were basically finished in guitar and voice sort of form, and then I brought them into and invited them, you know, the rest of the band in to sort of like fill out the songs, and we worked on the arrangements a little bit, and they sort of grew from there.
What does it feel like to fall in slow motion despite it all? There's no time.
I've heard people say that it takes a few listens to your albums to really get into it. And I think it's because, you know, it's not sort of spoon-fed to you. It's, you know, it takes a little bit of thought. I mean, how do you feel about that, where people say it takes a few listens for you to really get it?
I think I would agree with that. I mean, I think the new record is a little bit more immediate, but definitely the back catalog, our older records, it's not just music that, like, kind of background music, or it's not just like music that I see as disposable. I think that there's, once you get below the surface, I think there is a lot to be found, and I think the songs offer a lot more below the surface, and once you dig into them, I think that they become more rewarding once you sort of do that.
That's why I kind of like the slower songs a little bit better, actually. Mm-hmm. But I love that Pulling on a Line song. That's good. And I like that Palmistry song, too. That's,
yeah, they're kind of like the up-tempo ones.
Yeah.
But I still tried to, like, you know, make the lyrics say something. And, you know, I think that if a song can stand on its own with just acoustic guitar and voice, then it's sort of worth pursuing. And that's sort of the process that I go through first. And to make sure that the songs are strong enough that if you break them apart, that they'll still have strength.
Itself across the dark sky in the electric flashes and in the sight. It weaves itself into a fabric so dream. It flows just like the
at FUV, it's Great Lakes Swimmers with Pulling on a Line. Sarah Wardrop produced today's Take 5. You'll find the complete interview and more in our online archives at WFUV.org.